One More Turn. Episode 1002, Consternation.
Again, I ask, how do you even know about the terms of the Doe contract?
What's our equivalent of pleading the fifth?
This isn't a court of law, and this is an interrogation, Reese. Yet.
You mean the interrogation part, right?
Focus, Carson.
On the precise nature of language usage? Am I not Shakespeare?
Seriously? You choose this moment to willingly use that nickname about yourself?
When did he unwillingly use it?
Focus, Reese.
I was a reporter at the time, Bella. I had my sources.
You were investigating all that even before you learned about Hudson's connection to your family through Riley.
The lot of you Townsies have been causing quite a stir in the city since the Doe contract. Not that any one of you bothered to even ask about the local election there, which happened to be on the same day, along with the rest of the province, no less. But our mayor kept his job in part because he campaigned on keeping pressure on to resolve Doe.
You have got to be kidding.
Seriously. You city folk should concern yourself with your own matters rather than butting into ours.
Using Bella's word choice, indeed, term, is just one word away from the quote.
Doe started and ended here in town some time ago. The election result was just a symbolic acknowledgement of that.
Speaking of acknowledgements, and Riley, that's who's calling. I'll take this elsewhere.
I get Carson not wanting me to be around when he answered her call. But you? Curious.
Curious? What's with this word choice, pray tell?
Pray tell? Isn't that redundant?
You're redundant.
Given how I felt last season...
Thank you, Max.
About my place in my own family, in town, in the city, or otherwise, perhaps you'll choose your words more carefully.
That implies I care about your feelings on the matter, or at all.
You should. Nora helped Hudson realize that by supporting his effort in the now... to stop Avery from putting her child up for adoption was what was important, not our animosity in the then.
Yes, yes, I heard all of this from Avery. You should have realized that I would have.
I did, but it was worth bringing it up again.
Why? What was said, by whom, in what order, from that day hasn't changed, never will.
Did Avery also tell you that Hudson said that we should take another turn to find out about my relevance in his life in the now?
I'm cringing for you quoting yourself. But yes, Avery told me about him saying that. So?
You should care about my feelings because Hudson cares about my feelings.
And now you're implying that I should invest in Hudson's feelings about you because I should care about what Hudson thinks?
Look at you, figuring that out. Now who's a reporter?
A lawyer seeks the truth under the law. A reporter seeks the truth through the media. Our professions really aren't that different.
Are you seriously trying to relate to me just now?
Personally, we're very different.
Oh, I agree with you there. I was trying to change my truths while you were just trying to deny them.
The hell are you on about?
First,
you and Hudson are biologically related, but he was adopted, so you and Riley aren't. You can't be genetically predisposed to top 10 lists.
Not only those related by blood to Riley are predisposed to top 10 lists.
So you're not denying launching into a top 10 list then?
First, I'm, again, curious as to why Carson didn't want to be around when he answered a call from Riley. You did kiss once before.
You can't kiss someone by calling them.
That you're aware of.
Grow up.
I'm older than you.
By how much?
You're the one who compared lawyers to reporters. You figure it out.
Riley kissed Carson, not the other way around. And that was 7 seasons ago.
Seemingly obligatory kudos to Max for the use of that terminology goes here.
Second?
Maybe Carson sees Riley calling us as a chance to get out of his marriage with you before you wake up and realize you should be the one leaving him.
What nonsense?
The way Carson talks to you since you two were married, the way he behaves around and towards you, people in this town have taken notice. And yes, that includes me. A townie. Ugh, never say never, indeed.
Thank you, Charles Dickens.
So you're cultured at least. Somewhat, anyway. Just like Hudson.
Meaning?
What I mean is, why is marriage, monogamy even, supposed to be what's best for everyone anyway? I think you and Hudson keep breaking up because one or both of you felt pressure to conform, but you knew you couldn't. But you just keep getting back together because you found an arrangement that worked for both of you.
Whatever you and Hudson decide about being in each other's lives is your business.
Much of that is going to depend on whether or not you help Avery put her unborn child up for adoption, which Hudson opposes, and I...
You were there when Avery and Hudson confirmed they were back together. When Avery said that her child will always know Hudson as the uncle who adopted him. They are going to raise the child together. There's no more side for you to support.
I'm sure Hudson can manage a relationship between you and Avery simultaneously, but not with a baby as well. Unless I've missed the big announcement, the child hasn't been born yet. And unless I've misunderstood, no adoption paperwork has been signed either. But if nothing else, dump Carson completely before he completely trashes you.
What could you have possibly been discussing with Riley that took so long, Carson?
Who Riley is in a relationship with now, who she is no longer going to have a relationship with, and why she has left this town for good.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Bella, voiced by Annalie Cartamandua Barney. Reese, voiced by Alia Kalina Rades. Carson, voiced by Scott Alfashard Dirk. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
Now they're back to not speaking to one another again. They would deny losing to Pedro as the reason, but they're both competitive and hate to lose. They might as well blame each other than themselves.
Listen to you, us, already talking like we know these townies.
When I find myself in a shithole, I might as well learn about where the shit lies.